The next guest is from the Resource and Development Management Department of Orange County, the Geomatics Land Systems Division, Ray Matthey, the county surveyor. Raymond Matthey is the Orange County surveyor and manages the Geomatics Division of the Resources and Development Management Department of Orange County. Orange County Geomatics is responsible for development and maintenance of the entire land base for Orange County. Ray holds or has held numerous positions with several professional land surveyor associations within the state prior to joining Orange County. Ray had 6 years in the private sector and 17 years with Riverside County Surveying Department. Ray has an AS in land surveying, a BS in workforce education development. He has been a licensed land surveyor in California since 1989. Please welcome Ray Matthey.
Can you guys hear me okay if I just stand up straight like this? All the technical things are being worked on. I'll tell you a little bit more about myself, I guess. Actually, Doug's hiding in the crowd back here, and I worked with Doug quite a bit at Riverside County and at the County Surveyor's office before there was even a GIS. And the County Surveyor, also being ex officio County Recorder, deals a lot with the assessment offices and deals with the mapping and has to understand the different accuracies between the mapping for, you know, title transactions and also just for assessment purposes. So there's a big difference, and also knowing what legal parcels are and right-of-ways. And I appreciate that interest that I had in Riverside County. You know, at Orange County, I've been here about a year and a half. It's jumped into one of the leaders in the industry in surveying, you know, this side of the Mississippi. But not just in surveying, but also in the land base. It's one of the first land bases that was developed that had better than 1 to 2 foot accuracies per mile block. You know, GIS was developed as a planning tool, and as, you know, of course, the guy who invented it was a planner himself, so of course he developed a tool to help him do his job. And it's a great tool, but unfortunately, it was developed as a planning tool, and when a lot of agencies went to get into it, they didn't want to spend $6 million and wait 3 years to get their first map on the wall. They wanted to get turned around on their money real quick, and unfortunately, a lot of agencies went the rubber sheet method. USGS quads, maybe they had a few local control here and there, and they rubber sheet stuff in, and as a result, a lot of land bases aren't as versatile as the one in Orange County is. And I'm going to talk a little bit about one of those uses of the land base today. We'll see if this, how well this wireless mouse works in this distance. I'll say it's going to work. First, I told you who I am and what agency I'm with. And we'll talk a little bit about our geo research system. And the geo research system is an online system that can be accessed obviously anywhere you have an internet connection, and you can access it through our website, ocgeomatics.com. And it's on my business card, or I can give it to George if you guys want to check it out. When you go to this page, it's the home page for my department, but if you see, there's a land records button right here. If you click on that land records button, it takes you to, of course, the first step is a tutorial. If you don't know, haven't used it before, we've got a great tutorial here. Or you can click here to enter the application. And even if you don't want to go through the tutorial, it's pretty intuitive, where you can kind of feel your way around and get a lot of information. In fact, we provide, the county surveyor, as is common in most counties, provides copies of reported tract maps, parcel maps, records of surveys, and corner records are the primary. There's also unrecorded maps. Sometimes you have copies of the assessor's data, generally on microfilm. But people, it's kind of the one stop to go get the documents, because most county surveyors have an indexing system. Actually, they're required to have an index system for those record documents. So usually it's the easiest spot to go. The recorder's office, not being required to have an index system, can be difficult to find if they don't have something in place. So you enter the application here, and this is what the main page looks like. Of course, it has a picture of Orange County here. Those nice different shades of color there are the cities and the unincorporated areas. Unincorporated is this one here, and there's some islands here and there. You kind of see it. Of course, this is obviously a view from outer space, so you can kind of tell where you're at. And there's a menu here, and there's some tools up here. Okay, now this window here shows you kind of where you're, what you're looking at all times. When you window in, you can see where you're at in the county. But over here, this is a blow up of this side over here. And I'm going to talk about a document search first. In other words, you know the document type, and you want to search by document. Okay, if you're to window in, here's an intermediate view here, before I get too far. And see how the cities are here, and you start to see more detail as you get closer. Then when you get into the street level view, the street names start to come up. If you go closer than that, you'll start to see parcel information, addresses. But here's our first document search we're going to look at. You get into an area, now you select from the features menus what type of settings you want to have. You can have just a standard cadastral, or you can go pick some groups that are more specific, whether they're vegetation groups, fire hazard group. There's some other information that's there that's not documents. We're really talking about documents today. So here's a track map. We're looking in here. Here's a track map here. We pull down that menu. We're going to do a document type search. I think I clicked it. There we go. Now here we've keyed in a track map here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. And here's what comes up, this query. You get the document, but that, more than that, we also have the documents that relate to that document. Certificates of correction, corner records, maps in the chain of title that we have linked to that map. Here you can see there's a track map here that you asked for. There's two corner records that have been filed for monument preservation, assumably, you know, since it's not that old a map. And then this field here that says document, it says a view button is up. Since it's blue, most of the time your internet means that's a link that will take you somewhere. Now this link here, if you click this view, it'll take you to the map. And we have TIFF images of those maps, and you'll see an index for those TIFF images here. And you can just click on whichever page of the map you want to look at. And you say, oh, I can't read that map. It's too far out. Well, you actually can zoom in. There's tools up here as well. You can zoom in, and the quality of this TIFF image, this thumbnail, is high enough that the user can get any information off of that map that they want. Now, you can print view of your screen, but it's not going to be that great. What you can do is, though, you can download a copy of that image. If you download that image, we're going to ask you for your credit card. And you'll pay the same price you would as if you came down to the county offices and purchased a paper copy. 8 cents for prints, 8.5 by 11, and I guess 2.5 bucks for, you know, 18 by 26 sizes. Okay. But you get a TIFF image that the user can put into applications as well. Let's see. But the other thing is, we have this georeference pages here. Pages 2 through 7. Of course, one wouldn't be georeferenced, there's not much on there. Maybe a vicinity map. But the georeference page here, and here's a small picture, we'll look at that later, is a 2-scale image of that map dropped over our land base, or 1-to-1, exactly where it fits on the ground. So you can see how that document relates to your property corners, right on the internet. You know, I can plow through this also, but I'd much rather interact. So if you have questions, don't save them for later. You can save them for later if you want, but I encourage you to ask them right now, because I do better if I interact. You'll get a better product from me. I'll forget something. Yes?
If you need a hard copy for some reason in the assessor's office, you're not going to have to get out a credit card, are you?
Not in the assessor's office. I think they take cash. Where's our assessor at? I don't see. You'll take cash, right?
We take cash. We take cash. No credit card.
Okay. So that is an advantage. that you can use a credit card on the internet, where a lot of times in offices they don't pay credit cards. Some do, some, it depends on the agency and how they're set up, obviously. Okay, and also you see this down here, here's your query, here's your results, you can go to this, or you can click on this, and these, I put these together, but what happens is the whole page comes up with this georeference, or the whole, a new page comes up with that window, with those documents. And this is kind of a detail of the document viewer I was talking about. Yeah, Beth? Question back there? How many documents? Well, we have 26 different types of documents, and I'll mention that a little bit later. But my focus today is we have all our track maps, parcel maps, records of surveys, corner records in our system. We also have links to all of the assessor's maps that relate to those parcels, so you can pull up a TIFF image of that as well and print that out. The assessor's maps are not georeferenced. The other documents are. The assessor's maps are linked to the parcel information or the attributes about the parcels. So if you have a particular parcel, you can click on that and bring up the index or the assessor's map that relates to that parcel. Or you can type in the assessor's map and bring up that page. As you can see, here's this map and here's all of the pages that relate to that. And you just click on one of those and you can go around that document viewer like that. Here's an example of a georeference map where you can see a little better. If you click on that page, and actually this is zoomed in because it would put it at a scale we could see the whole thing. This is zoomed in where you can start to see the survey data and how it fits right over the land base here. And we fit these in, and these have actually helped us find errors in our land base as we index new maps. You know, when you put in 660,000 parcels, you're going to have a percentage of errors. Even though we say we're 1 to 2 feet, you're going to get some areas where things just didn't come together that well. And maybe built it from one direction, another direction, another direction. You didn't realize that the confluence is a problem. But you can see right here how this record document fits over our land base. Kind of a ghosted image. Well, enough that you can read it. See, obviously that doesn't mean anything, but it just, you can go down in here to the parcels themselves and follow and read information about those lines that falls on the record document. Here's a, talk a little bit about our applications, features, menus. Right here, this is a closer view, we can see more about the parcels. You've got this menu, we can do a document search over here. And here's a document search. We've got an assessor's parcel map listed here for that particular area. Now we listed the book and page, and these are all of the assessor's parcel numbers that are related to that book and page. You can see the owner there, and you can click on the view and find out that view about that parcel right there. Okay. It highlights that parcel in the land base, you see exactly where you're at. And then you can get parcel attributes about that. You can ask information about that. And there's certain information you can get online. Some information you can't. With the public, the laws relating to disclosure of public officials' information, we don't provide that over the internet because we feel that we're in violation of that. Is that anybody out here do provide information over the internet? No? Quiet group.
So the screen that you're showing there with the names, that's only an office that you're able to view that, the names?
Yes, yeah, so I'm showing you the names out of our intranet. How does that explain that?
Can you take that parcel in and drill down through all georeference documents?
Yes, we can. We could window that parcel, place a shape on there, and find every document that's related to that particular parcel. Now this is our link. You hit the button there with the assessor's map. This is what the recorded, it's a TIFF image of the assessor's map as we received it from the assessor. So, and you can print that out as well.
How much does it cost for the assessor's map?
It's 8 cents for the copy, for any download. Yes?
What's the underlying map application that this is running on top of?
This is a, of course, we have our land base, which is an intergraph right now. We're going to be converting that to a Oracle 9i spatial database. But then we have, we mine that, we create a frame, you know, of shape files. And then we have a MRF, a company out of Canada, developed this application. And I forget the name of the application, but they developed it to our standards. They worked with us. Actually, San Diego County has just turned the same system online for their documents research. And it's been very robust for us. We, to give you an idea, I didn't bring the numbers with me, but in a normal day 5 years ago, our front counter at the survey department was pretty busy. There's two or three people deep at any time. Now I can go down there, and I'm lucky to see one person. You know, at first we didn't think, people said they'd be still wanting to come down. They wanted to touch our wall maps. They knew how to use those. They knew how to do their research with those. So we'll never use this internet thing. Now, every professional meeting I go to with land surveyors and engineers, they love it. Where they used to send someone down, like the large companies, 3 to 5 times a week, now they come down to our office once or twice a month. And usually it's because they're down there doing something else, they stop by there to get a copy of a map for some small project. The smaller companies love it as well because they can do their research at night, in the middle of the night, and they can hit the ground running. You know, one thing that we used to open at 6 o'clock in the morning, and the survey and engineering community loved that because like contractors, they hit the ground early. But, you know, when the bankruptcy hit, we did in Orange County, we had to slim up and make some adjustments. That part of that was changing schedules. We went to, you know, 8 to 5 schedule providing service, I think, from 8 to 4. Now we've kind of expanded that. We're working 7 to 5. We've got some, you know, alternating 980s people going. But most of the time, our front counter people are doing other duties besides providing service. And it's been great. You don't have to be near the space. The atmosphere is much better. When people come in that, like the mom and pops, the property owners, you can give them the more personalized attention they need to find information about their records. So it's been a tremendous benefit to us. Matter of fact, our income we got from making maps really didn't do a lot for us. It was kind of an offset. Well, the income is starting to stabilize. It's definitely switched, I should say. About a year and a half ago, it was about 50-50. Now it's switched where we hardly sell any maps over the counter. Most of it is sold via the internet. And one thing that we don't have that would be a benefit to the agencies that we serve is the ability to create an account. You know, because a lot of times, Newport Beach, Huntington Beach, Savannah, they want a copy of a map. Well, they got to put a credit card in there. That's the only way they can do it. And our auditor controller, when we went to set, our system is actually set up where we can create accounts, but our auditor controller, who has the final say in these issues, prevented that. We'll probably address that in the future, but, you know, because for agencies, it'd be much better to have an account. You know, why did they pay their bills? If you guys don't pay your bills, then we'll shut you off. Simple enough. But as it is right now, usually somebody in a city has to pull out their personal credit card, download some maps, and then get reimbursed. Because not a lot of agencies have a credit card. How many agencies here have accounts for people? Probably about a 30, but and I know a lot of there are some cities that do that as well. They create accounts, but it's one more step of paperwork you have to go through. You know, and of course you are calculating this area, but this area is actually only as good as the assessor's maps, and it might conflict with the assessor's maps because this isn't a legal area that you could use. This is an area based on the land base. And it could be cogoed in per the track map and be perfect. But on the other hand, even with our system, there's some areas where there has to be give and take because everything just doesn't match up. Interior lot of a track like this, it's going to work because they were actually cocoed in lines, not rubber sheeted lines in our land base. Yeah. Nice graphics. This area, we're going to talk a little bit more about the spatial. And this is really kind of tied into an earlier question that somebody had. You want to know, most of the time you're not doing document searches. You can, if you know information, maybe you know someone's address. Of course, you could have used address, you could have used an AP map. In the office, you can use owner's name, things like that. You do those type of searches. But most of the time, you know where you're at, and you want stuff related to that area. Well, you can place a shape. You can put a circle, square. You can take a polygon and just click around whatever area you want to get information about, be more specific. But usually the broad brush is the way to go because the query is pretty quick. Now, when you place your shape, then you, like I mentioned earlier, you've got 26 different document types you can pull up. I mean, we've got abandonments, we've got aerial plats in the office. You've got corner records, you've got parcel maps, you know, certificates of corrections, we have some freeway plans, we have also monuments, yes?
What date do all these documents go back to?
All of Orange County.
I mean, does it go back to like 1950s? Does it go back to the 18-something?
It goes back to our incorporation, which is in 18. Help me. Riverside's not 1893. I don't. What is Orange County?
1883.
And actually, it goes back before that because some of the LA County records as well are in here. Every single map that you'll find in our reporter's office is in here. Matter of fact, if a map records, we have it. We have the line work for the land base updated within 10 days. We have the map georeference within a month. So you can find those documents very quickly through our research system. Actually, faster than just about any place, any place that's not real small, that was going to do it by hand. You know, the indexing by hand takes a long time. Yes.
So you say you have 27 documents. Are there grant deeds involved with that?
The only grant deeds we have are actually related to the HBP parcels. Actually, I've been in discussion with the county recorder because they, you know, they're wanting to upgrade their system in Orange County. Now, they have some of the more recent documents, but not the older documents. They're looking to put those in. But their queries are not spatial. It's just a database query that they have. You know, you're related to the APN number, but then APNs, like you guys all know, are temporary. You have to make the transitions back. So, and it takes a lot of time. Now, they're scanning all their documents, and they're working their way back. But, as I talked about a little bit later on, we went through all of the harvest beaches and parks parcels in the county, and it took us a year to do it. We took every document, every grant deed, every easement deed related to that, and we put them in the system, and they're linked to the parcels. So you can pull up, and we have the TIFF images of those documents. You can look at the park, you can see line work about the different areas that have documents that affect them, and you click on that parcel, and the documents related to that parcel come up. And you can download and look at those old deeds, and print them online or just read them. Except if you want to print them, it's going to cost you.
Do you have like a history on that where you can look at what's current today and go back the next last year and so on? Do you guys have a history set up that way?
History as far as you're talking the parcel, the deeds?
Yeah, the parcels. You probably don't, you just got the reported track maps and that.
We just have the reported track maps. We have information on our land base that you don't see in this tool that talks about each of the line works have dates related to them. And actually, the old lines don't go away. We just basically turn them off and leave the data related to that. So it's the history is still there in our land base. That's if you want to mine that information, if you want to purchase our land base and mine that information, you can do that. Our land base is, I have to digress too far, but our land base is for sale, as is most land bases, and right now is not going to be affected by the recent Attorney General opinion. Did you guys talk about that today, or is that further later today? And Orange County is not affected by that, because Orange County technically doesn't own the land base. We're a licensee to it. And part of how we were able to develop such a nice land base is we partnered with the gas company. The gas company went around, I'm repeating a lot of stuff, in the mid-80s and said, we want to do this. We want to create good land bases for, basically it's for inventory purposes. Not every agency partnered with them. Orange County was one that did. We provided 1,200 horizontal points throughout the county, and we set up a grid, and then the gas company co-goed all the record documents within those grids. And then, as a result, they own the land base for, I think it's 20 years. So as we market and sell to third-party distributors our land base, or other agencies, because the license allows us to freely use it within RDMD. Like, so anybody that's part of RDMD can use the land base at no fee, and any of our sub-consultants, if they sign non-disclosure agreements, can use it for free. You know, example would be planning PDSD used to pay for a land base. Well, we were just brought back together to RDMD, so now they're part of us, so now they don't have to pay. So that's one advantage for them. Orange County Fire Authority, Orange County Fire Authority would have to pay for it, the Sheriff's Department would have to pay for it, health care. And we have customers that buy pieces of it, some buy entire parts of it. Some people, we have third party distributors that market the data. We'll talk about that later. I'll get back on the subject here. So anyway, we're talking about, there are 26 different types of documents available. Some are less complete, like you'll see improvement plans listed there. We don't have a lot of those. The road department hasn't paid to have those geo-referenced yet, you know, paid our technicians. But that's something hopefully they'll see as a benefit, because right now in Orange County they've got a card system. You got to go into a card file and pull it out. If someone throws that card away or misplaces it, those plans really don't exist anymore. They can be right next to you, and there's no backup system. So unless that set of improvement plans is referenced on another set of improvement plans, no one knows where it's at. It's kind of a scary thought, huh? At least for a developer. Okay, in that window there, here's some search results for some of the documents we selected here. Now, I'll talk about this a little bit here since there's a new field being used. Got some track maps listed here. They've got related documents. Got a CC here. Got LL, slot line adjustment. Notice the document is listed there and the recorder's information. And actually, you can view that document. Plot line adjustments are one thing. As we get them and index them and geo-reference them, you can do that. Unfortunately, we get every document in the county. We don't get every document in the cities. We have worked with the CORA's office, and we got about 3 years back. We did a scan of the system, their new database, and we pulled up hopefully all the lot line adjustments, so we can incorporate them even when that's word, incorporate them into the incorporated areas. So that information is available. Some cities were sending them to us anyway. Actually, we provide services, city surveyor services, to some degree for 34 of the 37 cities in the county. So we have, the ones that that we touch, we've added to it. The ones that are on their own, Irvine, Fullerton, we don't get them, because they do their own thing. But unfortunately, they don't get the benefit of having it into our system until we track it down. But that's nice, because that shows you an application there where you could take the deeds and relate them to the parcel as well. The infrastructure's in place. It's just a matter of building onto the infrastructure. This is just, look at some of the records that I talked about earlier, the tip images you get to see. these are all, us surveyors care about these, that's why you've got that slide in there. You guys don't care about court records. And a lot of counties don't care about records of surveys either, and that's an issue because some counties will write the records of surveys on the assessor's maps. How many counties in here do that? Quite a few. How many counties don't do that? There's one up there. So if you're doing your research in that county, it's not the right way to do research, but the fact is a lot of surveyors and engineers in your counties use your assessor's map as their primary research tool. Because you've got documents listed on it. You've got the track maps. A lot of times you've got the lot line adjustments. Some counties have the easement deeds listed in there, you know, on the assessor's map as well. Those that have the records of surveys, the surveyor engineer thinks they've got a complete research. But in reality, do they? Because how often do you update your maps? You publish them once a year, right? Now, if you miss the date, that record could be a year and a half. If you guys are behind times, it could be over 2 years old, right? But does it make the date when you publish a new assessor's roll? That could be, you know, obviously that's an issue. And the newer records are going to be probably more important to that engineer or surveyor, more important or as important as the old records. They might think they've got a parcel, but there's a lot line adjustment been done there, and they go stake somebody's line that's been moved just by 1 foot. Might not notice it, but all of a sudden you've created a, you know, Hatfields and McCoy situation with two property owners over their property rights. And they're using a document, the assessor's map, that you guys don't market for that. You guys don't tell them this is your research tool. You say these maps are what? Assessment purposes only, right? But everybody uses it fairly with that. Okay. I'm going to talk a little about this, try not to glaze over, but this is a part that I like the best, actually. Horizontal and vertical control is part of this as well. This is a point search by a radius. You can do other searches by radius as well. Put a point there and say, I want everything within a mile, 10,000 feet, whatever. Just an example of a different search, but I'm going to use it on some horizontal points here, because we've got over 2,400 horizontal points in Orange County. Every track map and parcel map is required by county ordinance and several city ordinances to be tied into that control network and use that for their basis of variance and basis of coordinates. What does that do? That helps us get the maps into our land base quicker. We also require digital submissions. So if it's on the same basis of variance, same coordinate system, we just get that bigger chance of not making an error when we import it. Now, we don't dictate the structure that it comes in. It can be an AutoCAD, DXF, Intergraph. We'll take our files, but we don't get them. So we'll talk about this. Here's a radius. Here's your thing. You can click on one of these points. This has all blue, so it's all live. And here's a look at a particular point. You click on the point, it centers the map on that area, and you get a data sheet about that area. A data sheet tells about that pedigree. I'll guarantee you most counties that you have here for research, benchmarks and horizontal points are one of the toughest things for engineers and surveyors to find. Most of the time they're pulling them off an old plan and they're referencing a benchmark that's been destroyed for 20 years. As they're just building off of existing, referencing to a benchmark that was referenced on another set of plans, that was referenced on another set of plans, that was referenced on another set of plans. This has been gone for years. That's one thing you can do. And we also have a photo of all of our horizontal points. So if you've got some question as to what that point looks like when you find it in the field, that's what it looked like the last time we were out there. A lot of them are just tags or pins, a lot of more existing modules we tied into in strategic locations, because they're all, we would already be part of our fabric or our land base. Here's another query. I talked about benchmarks. Maybe you know a series of benchmarks. You can type part of that, like a wild card, and you get all the benches that are related to that series, FB-5, FB-50, 51, 54, 55. and you have all those maps here. Our benchmarks, which we have over 2,000 of these vertical points, we also have a little more with them. We've got a photo at the point, actually where it's at in the field. See that cone there? That's where the monument's at. See this picture in picture? That's an actual picture of the monument at that date when we did our field recovery. You can see the flexibility of this application and the benefit. Most counties won't read you a benchmark elevation over the phone because they don't want to be liable for making a mistake. Yet here, you can see a picture of it, and you can get the data sheet about that, which talks about kind of how reach description, it talks about when it was set, what the accuracy is on the mark. Also, it has NABD-88 and NABD-29, which you guys don't care about. But that's a couple different types of datums that are in the law right now. Yeah. We talked about this a little bit already, but intranet access. There's some things we don't make available over the internet. One is the names of people. We don't give the information like that. You can go, you can buy it through, you know, third-party software. What is it, First American, TRW, what's it called now? Yeah. But they buy your data, then they market it. And we actually have that running in the background in the intranet here. If you come down to an office, you can actually see that and find more information. But also, there's some other features you can have that weren't practical to put over the internet. First, we'll talk about this. Here's one of my deputies. Here's his property there. And you can actually see a picture of it as well. We have two types of photos. We've got a black and white photo of the entire county that was rectified. Plus, we also purchase. This is Eagle Aerial. We've used USA Photo, but now our current contract is with Eagle Aerial. And we have the 6-inch pixel photographs available. If someone wants to see something, and they can actually see, you can see a lot of these property lines as they go. Issues. Most of the time, of course, we tell them when they're looking at it, you need to get a surveyor if you think someone's facilities on your property. This is just kind of a bird's eye view for what it is. But is it, what's nice about this application and what it brings up is that you can take other databases, other information, and you can merge them. And they can run all on the same platform. You can, it's like a true GIS. It's an interactive GIS, which is what really GIS is going to. GIS was developed as a planning tool, as I mentioned earlier. But people want more. Because you can do that spatial analysis. You do spatial analysis, and I've got a team of people that create pretty maps, and they understand the data, and they create those maps. That's one application. This is really a real-time application that the public wants for everything. And it's something that can make your jobs go much better if you tie into some type of spatial database like this with your records. How much easier it is for people to find it? I mean, think about when someone pulls up an assessor's map and you've got, there's, how many assessors never throw away assessor's maps? So if you create a new page, that other page is still in your database, right?
Yeah.
You keep it there. If someone's using some other third-party software and they pull up that AP map, it's a real AP map. They don't know there's a new one. And you can't relate those records together too easily. This is where you could do that quite easily. So there's aerial photos available on the internet, and the HBP parcels I talked about. And this one here, here's a property, it's near Aliso Viejo, I think, and there's a park there. They click on that park, you get information, all the documents related to that parcel there that you clicked on. And you can click on one of those documents, and you can see here's the deed, actual scanned copy of the deed. And you can read that and see exactly what it is. This is a question for you right now, if you guys, I don't run too far. I've got some more stuff I can talk about if you want to go that way. Any more questions?
Did your office georeference all that data way back, or did you contract it out initially? Or
we did the georeferencing of all the documents in-house. We did contract some of the land-based conversion. Well, of course, the gas company is doing some, but our QA, QC, was contracted out, and we had, let me back up, yes, some of the initial stuff was contracted out, the georeferencing, for the initial go, but now none of it's contracted out. We do it all in-house. Any other questions?
Ray?
Yes?
Did you freeze the marketing, or did any changes after the Attorney General?
Our marketing hasn't changed at all, because it's not public property. The gas company owns our database. So we immediately got a request for information, Freedom of Information Act. I think one got sent it to every county in the state, probably every municipality as well. But and I spoke at a GIS group, and I think we're going to the point of free data, and we have to look at how we're going to fund these applications. When people want them, they like to keep them. But it does cost money. And be honest, the money that we get for marketing the data through third-party distribution and sales to other agencies, it covers maybe a third of our maintenance cost. I mean, it's a significant number, but it doesn't cover the program. I would say it was more sold as, maybe lost leader's not the right term, but justification for going into something like this, that it would be offset, and it had the potential to be self-funding. And I guess it still does, based on that the markets are expanded. We've got third-party distributors that are looking at applications where realtors can use it and just pay a little bit for their queries. See, part of the problem right now is if you get all the parcels, you've got to pay for all the parcels. That's a big outlay. But if you're someone that wants to do a few queries a week on only just certain parts of the database, how do you market that? How do you control that? And a lot of distributors are getting creative, and I think they're figuring out internet applications for that and a definite market for that. More questions?
How difficult was it to get the surveyors to put the GPS points and stuff on their maps before they submit them? Or is that what you're doing?
We once we did the ordinance, you know, of course, no one likes change, but the industry really didn't bite us very much. But part of the change as well is if you don't have the technology or there's not a point near your project, we'll go out and tie your map in for you. But we haven't done it for anybody. Because with 1,200 initial points, and now we've got over 2,000 points, horizontal points, with conventional surveying, it's easy to tie into. Most of the times there's a point near the project and the second point might be 1,500 feet away.
It's a little more difficult up there in Madera and Oakhurst and Corsville Mountains.
Well, it's difficult even in larger counties like Riverside, San Bernardino County, you know, to be honest, in San Diego for that matter. But one thing that we have that I've talked about that a lot of counties are looking at, and they're looking at as later as that, and that's real-time GPS networks. We've got a real-time network here in Orange County that has 12 continuous operating GPS receivers. A surveyor can go out with a cell phone and a rover unit on a GPS stick, dial the phone number, they can get the correction data and go out there, one person, and survey 2 points of their project less than an hour. The travel time's more than it takes to tie it in. And that's what a lot of counties, I believe, are going to be going to. Well, I know San Diego County is just turning on their real-time network. Metropolitan Water District has a real-time network that they're turning on. Fresno's got one going. The Bay Area has one. Calfans is looking to spearhead one up and down the state. You know, there's issues related to that, but getting on the same datum, similar datum, and making it available to tie into, it'd be unrealistic in a rural county if you didn't have anything like that, because the cost of putting in that infrastructure would be way too high. Answer your question?
Yeah. I'm curious, since you have assessor's maps and recorded documents on your website, do you have to share any of the funds generated in the boxes?
No, we don't, but we have we provide certain services for the assessor's office, and they provide services for us. So right now, it's just kind of a data sharing thing. I can see it developing into that type of issue, but go ahead, back there.
Yeah, what are people paying for when they download a recorded map?
You get the electrons. You get the electrons. You get the TIFF image. So, and that's something you can use and reproduce or put into CAD applications as well. You can you can take that TIFF image and email it to your local blueprint company and get a hard copy map of that if you want.
So intrinsically, it's worth the. Did you charge about 5 or 6?
Like 8 cents for 8.5 by 11 is, you know, $2.5 for full size prints. So I'm certain that that could be challenged, is the cost of reproduction if someone wants to go that route, and that'd be a battle to fight. You know, one other battle. The last question is asked about cost sharing between agencies. One thing that kept San Diego County from going online 6 months earlier than it could, or it delayed it 6 months, was the infighting between two agencies. The recorder felt they owned the maps because they're the recorder. Of course, the county's fair said, well, I'm ex officio county recorder as well, so I can keep conformed copies of the map. And for years, they both sold them. They sold them at different rates. You know? So, you know, I think the county's fair was cheaper, so most people would come to the county surveyor, you know, here and there. But so there was a big fight. As a matter of fact, the recorder started providing images to, this actually happened in San Bernardino County as well, to the county surveyor, the digital images, with a, you know, a watermark across it that said something to the effect of, you know, copy not good for anything or something. You know? So it blasted over, you couldn't read some of the information. So it really made it useless. It's part of the politics that's coming. Yeah.
Do you see yourself in 5 years still charging for the record survey map over the internet?
I would say there's a chance we might not. But see, part of the problem is it's going to have to become a priority for those that make the decisions with funding. For me, the county surveyor. I mean, county super board supervisors. And I think one thing that this attorney general opinion is going to push up is there's land bases in place that are getting money offset. In San Diego County, a third of their budget is from sales. A third is from the city of San Diego, and a third is from the county of San Diego. Is San Diego County here? And they, you know, they've got that unique partner, that corporation they created to deal with that. Well, you take a third away that away, and yet you still need that money to provide that service. You're either going to stop providing the service, or someone's going to have to infill that. Board want to take money out of firefighters' hands to provide GIS? Probably initially no. Will, once it becomes a crisis, will they want to support a GIS tax? You're probably going to see a GIS tax on recorded documents. It's been talked about, and I think it's probably the only way some counties could afford to fund. And actually, it could be a benefit to some counties that don't have money, any money at all to develop those things. Just like the recorders can assess money for new facilities. You know? Just like the county surveyor actually in some counties can get their monument preservation fund. Yes, ever hear that, monument preservation? Mm-hmm. It's an extra tax for historic monuments that goes on some documents that are recorded. In some areas, that's kind of common. In some areas, it's not. But I think you'll see that, because the more the public has their hands on these type of things, the more they're going to want them. The cheaper you can provide services. You read the arguments that have been written for years, you can make arguments that it creates economy by having a good land base. For developers from Beijing can go online and see the zoning issues related to a piece of property they're thinking about buying. You know, the applications are more than we can think of. I guess that's about it. Unless you have more questions. Thanks for your time.